This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Thomas is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by Sophie. So in just a few minutes, we're going to call Sophie and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But before we do that, Thomas, how long has it been since you heard from Sophie?
It's been about 4 days.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Mm-mm. You sure you're getting ghosted?
I have sent a few messages, and I haven't heard back. So at this point, I do think I'm getting ghosted.
Okay, well, let's hear about your date. How did that go?
So in my mind, it went pretty well. I think we had some drinks and appetizers. We got to know each other a little bit. And it was good overall. There was one moment where I don't even want to call it an argument, but we did have a little like heated back and forth for a minute. So that's why I'm thinking that's what it probably was, if I were to guess.
Okay, well, let's get to the heated back and forth in just a second. How'd you get there?
Oh, we were just getting food. I picked her up and we went and just got some food and drinks, and it was pretty low key.
So what was the heated debate about then?
So we were going through, we were talking about my dating profile and stuff, and she kept just being like, so what's your real height or so what's your real job? And I'm like, what do you, it's right here. Like I already said it.
For some reason,
she didn't believe me. It seemed like she didn't believe me. And so it just got kind of back and forth. But once I cleared it up, I feel like everything for the rest of the night was good, and we had fun.
Was she joking or she actually legit didn't believe you?
It seemed like she didn't believe me.
If she didn't believe you, that wasn't a you problem. Like, I think that would just mean that she'd been lied to and those apps had been leading her astray many times before you. So, you know, I guess it would depend on how you responded to that. So you yelled back or what? What did that sound like?
I wasn't trying to, I wasn't yelling back or anything, but I think after the second time of kind of like, so what's your real job? I was kind of like, well, this is my real job. Like this is what I do. That was my, I'm not lying. So I might've sounded a little more intense. So that's why I was saying it wasn't really an argument. It was just kind of like a heated thing for a second.
I mean, can I ask, was there like your height, exact height?
Yeah.
I don't know. Some guys lie about their height.
Yeah, they do.
To ask.
It's there. I don't do that. I put my real height on there and I put my job on there.
But that's cool that you're out here telling the truth. I think that that's understandable and not understandable, but you know, we respect that.
Are you a shorter dude?
I'm 6 foot flat.
Oh,
I don't think it was the height. I don't think it was the height here.
Was there anything else that happened on the date that may have caused a little bit of, I don't want to say tension, but
I was going to say friction, but usually friction could be a good thing.
That's a good word.
Well, she kind of asked for it. She kind of walked right into friction. Maybe she's one of those people that gets turned on by arguments.
Oh, yeah.
You know how some people are into that and they like a heated debate. So maybe if you engaged for a minute and then diffused it, maybe she got bored. That would be really sad. And that would be a flag on your side if this was true.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Interesting.
How did things end with you guys?
It was pretty good. We hugged. We didn't kiss, but it didn't feel like things were bad. It felt like at that point the energy had kind of turned around and the vibes were back up.
Did she say anything about future plans, like, you know, when you guys parted ways?
I said I'll text you, and she said all right.
Okay. All right. Well, and you've heard nothing in 4 days. So we'll play a song, come back, and then call her, see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you, and maybe get you another date, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. We'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Right in the middle of today's first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Thomas is on the phone, and Thomas is getting ghosted by Sophie, so we're about to call her right now and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But before we do that, Thomas, why don't you catch everybody up on your date with Sophie?
Yeah, so Sophie and I met on one of the dating apps. We ended up going out for drinks and appetizers. It was a pretty good time overall. At the beginning, we were going over my dating profile, and she was pointing out some, like, things that she thought were maybe I was lying about, but I wasn't. And so they got kind of a little tension there for a moment, but after that it was all right, but I haven't heard from her since. So hoping to just clarify that up with her and have another date.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you ready for us to call her?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Hi, may I speak to Sophie, please?
Speaking. Who's this?
Sophie, hi. How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Sophie. I'm Nina, also on the show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Yep.
Hi.
So there's...
Hi, everyone.
Three people on the phone with you. How are you?
I'm good. There's so many of you.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, we do a segment on the show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. So that's where if you go out on a date with somebody, and then you end up ghosting them, that person can have us get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So you are currently actively ghosting somebody, I think.
Okay.
And his name is Thomas.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you went out with him like a couple of days ago?
Yeah, I think it was like, I don't know, like 4 or 5 days ago or something.
Yeah, yeah. And he says you haven't talked to him since you guys have gone out. So we're wondering if you would tell us why you're ghosting him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like really awkward about sending the text. It's like, I'm not interested. So I just avoid doing that. On our date, we got into like a fight. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like if you get into like a fight on your first date, like it's probably not going to work out.
What was the fight about?
It was just like a couple of things. Like he was just being super cagey about like his profile. Cause like he, you know, on his profile, I think he said he was like 6 feet and like, he's not 6 feet. And so I was just like, oh, like, so what's your real height? And he was just like, I'm 6 feet and I'm just, he's not. and so that was weird. And he got really like defensive about it. And then I was like asking him about his job because like that's what you do on a first date. But he just like kept deflecting and like not answering my questions, which I thought was super weird. And he kept like laughing at me when I was getting like frustrated and like saying it was cute, but like I wasn't trying to be cute. I was like getting frustrated. So yeah, I mean, I just think he's like, I don't know. I'm not into it.
Okay. So you guys were legit arguing because he told us a little bit about your date, and that part sounded like it might have been a playful thing to me. It wasn't playful.
Not for me. Like I was getting like he seemed to think it was fun, but like I wasn't having fun because it's like I don't like having people like kind of lie to me, and I'm just like I don't even know if his job like is his job. I don't know. I was sketched out.
So you didn't get the vibe that he was lying to you before you went on the date? It was when you got there and saw him that you felt like he was lying?
Yeah, well, because, like, before we had just been, like, texting and stuff and, like, messaging through the app and stuff. And, like, he was fine. And then when I met him in person, like, I guess he had more time to, like, be weird about things. I don't know. But he seemed fine before.
So what made you feel like he was lying about his job?
I don't know. Like, and, like, just with the job thing, it's like, I don't know.
Well, what
answering a question with a question is weird.
So, okay. So you just felt like he wasn't truthful with you.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely. I would be literally shocked if he was truthful at all.
Okay, well, let's ask him because now I have to be truthful. Sophie, Thomas is on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Hey, Sophie.
This is really awkward.
I know. I just hold on because I feel like I wasn't clear at dinner and stuff, but I was not lying about those things. And it seems like you still feel like I was lying.
First of all, sorry if I said all that stuff about you. It seemed like you were lying, and it just weirds me out. I'm sorry.
In my opinion, I was like, oh, great. Like, good. We had a good first conversation that, like, we're at least, like, expressing, like, ourselves and being honest. And I don't know. I felt like that was a good way to start our relationship. I wasn't lying.
Yeah, we don't.
I feel like I feel stuck in a corner because it feels like there's nothing I can say that will make you believe me.
Well, what do you consult on?
I mean, just various businesses hire me.
Okay, that.
You guys, come on. That's like, what is that?
Okay, well, that's cool. So, what did you consult on your last job?
It was a construction business.
Okay.
What did you consult with them? Like, what do you do specializing in construction?
Just sort of coding and just general, like, permit stuff.
Yes, I mean, it's like you didn't really answer anything about anything. So it's like, what project are you working on right now?
Right now, I'm in between projects.
Okay, so what was your last project, the one that just finished?
It was for an updating, like, a subway station.
What?
I mean, people really do this.
Does this sound like that's your?
Like I can see Sophie's side on this, Thomas. You're not giving enough detail to make it sound convincing, really.
I was just gonna. I mean, the truth is, I work for what was my dad's company, and I still, you know, I've taken over a lot of the responsibility. But I feel like maybe that's something I've been hesitant to say because it's not like I built it myself.
I think that's fair. Also, maybe there doesn't need to be that much pressure on your job on a first date.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, so, all right, but, like, what about the height? Like, how tall are you, actually?
When I go to the doctor, they say I'm 6 foot flat.
Are you paying them to say that? Like, you're not.
Hey, if you want to go on another date, you could measure me.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Sophie, would you like to go on another date with Thomas? We'll pay for it.
No.
And then you can measure him. No.
I don't want to measure him. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
No, there's absolutely no way.
They don't sound that compatible, to be honest.
We're not.
Okay. Well, thank you for being honest.
Thank you for thanking me.
Well, it's your loss because, yeah, you could have measured me in more ways than one.
Oh. Oh.
Wow. Jubal's first date follow-up.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.